Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, it's been, I think, a little over a week now, and I can't thank you enough for all the kind words and the great feedback on this special. I am going to sit here and pat myself on the back. I went from almost being killed to releasing this special, and it's been a 2.5 year labor of love, and we crushed it. I found every single person to work on this within a single dad budget, living in this expensive ass city of Los Angeles, and I'm going to say we crushed it. We did. This is nothing like my last special. This special is special. It's a bit of a one-man show, a retelling of a near-death experience, live and alive, streaming on my YouTube now. And go give it some extra love because YouTube demonetized it. Within 2 days, somebody complained about it. They took it out of the algorithm. We fought. They got us back in there, but it's already killed the momentum. So it is what it is. Go over there. Tell everyone, share everyone, like, comment, help to get back in that algorithm, all right? And while you're there, go to the store, all right? Go to ryansickler.com, click on the merch. We got a fall clearance sale going on right now. You're going to get a free t-shirt and 3 free gifts with every apparel purchase. We got $10 tees and hats. We got $20 hoodies and pants. That's joggers. That's night pants. I'm telling you, you're not going to find this sale anywhere else. Get it now. When they're gone, they're gone. Christmas is coming. Go to the merch store now. Get your Fuck Steve shirts. Get your Honeydew merch. Go get it now.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler over here. RyanSickler.com. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And starting this episode, like I start them all, by saying thank you. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for watching anything that I do. Please go watch my new special on my YouTube right now, streaming. It's free. Go check it out. Support it. All that good stuff. Live and Alive is available now on my YouTube. And look, I'm very excited to have this guest back here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Christina Mariani. Welcome to the Way Back, Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Before we talk about your nostalgic days right there, promote everything and anything you would like, please.
Okay. I'm on tour right now. You can find the dates on my Instagram, Creamery. CRIIMARII or my website ChristinaMariani.com. I think that's it.
You're out there a lot too right now. Good for you.
Thanks.
Do you like it? Do you like hitting the road?
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Go see her live. I see you out there crushing it and selling tickets and stuff. So we were talking before we started this podcast. I had no idea you were a California girl. You're from Northern California originally. You said Stockton, right?
Yeah.
So you grow up, you start in Stockton, and then you move to Italy at what age?
Four or five. Yeah.
Why does your family go to Italy?
Because, you know, family, all of their family was in Italy. And
so it's not for work or anything like that, or dad got a job or mom got a job, or it's no, like you have relatives
just
there.
Yeah. All okay. Our relatives are in Italy. So I think my parents just wanted to be closer to them.
And is that both your mom and dad are both from that area?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you go? What's the town or place called?
It's called Corfino.
Can we look it up, Kirsten?
Okay, there it is.
Is this where you went?
It was like I had 3 other kids in the class.
No.
With me. Yeah, it was tiny. Look, it's the tiniest town.
Look at this town. Little place.
Yeah, that's if you go up that road, That's
this looks familiar to you.
Yeah, my house is right there, actually.
Where?
If you look to the left, do you see the one back there under construction? Yeah. That one. That's where we lived.
That was your house.
Yeah.
For when you were there in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So you speak Italian then, I'm sure. Yeah. Did you speak before you went there?
Yeah.
I
knew Italian was my first language.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom, she only speaks Italian, basically. So
still?
Yeah. I mean, she understands English and she has broken English, but she always speaks Italian at home. And my dad, he had his own business. So my mom was mostly who I was around and before we moved to Italy. And so I just spoke with my mom.
So what brought them to Stockton then?
That's where we were, I think.
Did they meet in Italy and go to Stockton together, or they met in Stockton?
No, so my dad lived in Stockton with his family, and that's where he grew up. And then he would go vacation in Italy, and that's how he met my mom.
No way. Damn, just on vacation? He must have loved your mom.
Yeah.
He must have. They're still together, you said. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're over there for all of elementary school. And where would you guys go to vacation when you're in Italy? Like, what's a family vacation over there?
It was in Sardinia. It's an island. It's not Sicily. It's the other one, right?
This one here?
Yeah, that one.
So would you take a boat over here?
Yeah, so from Tuscany, we would go to the coast and then just take like a cruise ship overnight. So then we would fall asleep and we'd wake up and we'd be on the island.
And then do you stay here for like a week, or is that what happens?
I honestly, because you know when you're a kid, your sense of time is a lot. To me, it felt like we would stay for a month, you know? Yeah. So.
Well, who was it we had over here? We had Shane Todd on, who's from Ireland. And so, you know, the way in the States, you're like, I live in California. We're going to Miami for an Austin or a Chicago for a vacation. They're going to Spain and stuff like that. Did you guys go to other countries ever? Or you just stay in Italy?
No, we stayed in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then why do you guys come back to the States when you're 11?
Oh, I think my dad couldn't take it anymore.
And mom was all right with that, though?
Mom, yeah, my mom, you know, she's with her family. She liked it, but she also saw how sad my dad got being there. And you know those tiny towns, everybody's just in each other's businesses. And my dad's
That's small too. That's tiny. Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad, you know, he's always been really ambitious, always wanted to have projects. And it's just, I think he needed more.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you come back here, where are you going to middle school?
I'm going to Annunciation School.
That's what it's called. For
Catholic. I went to Catholic middle school. Elementary school in Italy too. It was in a church. That's what our school was. We didn't have an actual school. That's how tiny the town was. We did school.
Everything's just in that building then?
There's just one building.
And you had how many people in your class again?
Four, including me. And then
the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. My sister was the only one in her class.
The only one?
Yeah, so we all kind of just stayed in one classroom.
I would
too.
Imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 12 kids in first through fifth grade.
Oh, no, this is your middle school,
right?
Yeah,
this is the one in, yeah.
Now, did you walk? Were you a walker in middle school, or did you drive or bus?
In Stockton?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. No, you to can't walk, walk you in can't Stockton. Walk no, especially this area. Yeah, it's
What are you, the home of the what? What's your mascot here in middle school?
I don't know.
The Annunciation School, the cross.
Oh, the Saints. That's what it was.
when you can't think of something, it's Saints. All right, so you're doing middle school here, and then where's high school?
St. Mary's.
Were you a good student?
You know, I was kind of depressed in high school, so.
Why?
I don't know, just probably, you know, teenage stuff.
Did you do well, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always liked school, yeah.
What's like, you go from a class of five, what's your graduating class at this school?
I don't know,
California high schools are big. Yeah, Is this one a big one? No, this one wasn't as big.
This one, because it's private still. Private.
Oh, that school's private?
Yeah, private Catholic school.
So we were talking before, and you said you, what were your extracurriculars growing up? You had a musical instrument you would play?
Oh, right. I was in jazz band in high school, but I played the piano in jazz band. I asked to play the accordion, but he wouldn't let me.
Did you already know how to play it at that point?
Yeah.
Wait, he had an in-house accordion player and they said, no, you got one in-house already.
No, they didn't want an accordion player.
I know, so I'm saying, but why not? You can do it. They don't have to teach you how to do it. Like, you come ready to go.
I don't know. Maybe the music teacher wanted to know how to play the instrument to have it in the band so he can, like, because I think he knew how to play all the other instruments.
Oh, I see.
Also, the accordion is kind of like a one-man band. You know, it's its own thing.
It's strong.
It's strong. It stands.
What makes you learn the accordion?
Well, we just had one in the house in Italy when we lived there. There was just an accordion lying around. And I played the piano.
I want to do more than just fuck around with this thing.
Well, I tried it because, well, half of it I already knew how to play the piano, so it's the same. And then,
yeah, tell me about it. Like, is it a whole like left brain, right brain thing at the same time going on?
You mean like
both? Like, you know how didgeridoos, you have to do the cyclical breathing the entire time. They're not actually taking a breath. Are you able to think?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Like left and right at the same time is what I guess I'm asking in a very dumb way.
No, I know what you mean. It's definitely like if it's a simple bass pattern, like just four or three notes and you just alternate back and forth, which is a lot of the songs, then that's easy because this kind of goes on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going off.
And then
off
I'm going
here.
Off on the other side, you know, and this is just kind of like.
This is carrying the two.
Yeah, this is just, this is what the drums would be, you know, like the bass or whatever. And but sometimes the bass is the one with the complicated, and then that gets kind of like, oh, I'm doing two
That's
different
what I'm saying.
Things.
Yeah, now you're
it's
doing.
It's kind of like tapping your head and rubbing your belly at the same time.
Do you do any popular music? Cover any
from
popular
the 50s
songs?
Like
what,
like Frank Sinatra?
Oh yeah, like what,
like New York. I can play that on the accordion.
You can?
Yeah.
When's the last time you picked it up and actually played it? I saw you on, I'm pretty sure I saw you on a clip playing the accordion.
Yeah, this year. I don't play it a lot. I really have just moved my focus to comedy, but
you shifted off the accordion.
Yeah.
I think it's working well.
Yeah, you need to do something more.
I think it's a good call.
Serious.
Where do you think you'd be right now if you put 4 years into the accordion? Where do you think you'd be?
Well, I actually had a CD and everything.
No.
Yes, word.
Bring it up right
now. No.
Oh,
I don't know
please.
If it's online.
Come
I don't,
on, let's look. Can we look?
No.
How do you have a CD that's not online?
I don't.
Cause it is everything.
No. Because I made it and then I would do shows and I would play gigs.
I see.
Gigs, and then I would.
Your trunk sort of thing. Yeah, out of your case.
Yeah. And then I would sell them kind of thing.
And then here you go. This is me playing it.
Yeah.
So people out there have a copy.
Yeah,
this
people
is not
out there
something
have a
that we
copy.
Could go online and get. What
and
was it called?
And Stockton at the local deli, they sold copies there.
What
too.
Deli?
It was called John's Deli.
Let's look up John's Deli, Curse.
But I don't think they'd,
That's
not
okay.
anymore.
I just want to see who supports you. Who do you know at John's that was like, we got you, girl?
John.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
that must be the guy. So who, did you go in and tell them you'd like that? Oh, see, it's, aha.
See?
That's not J-O-H-N. That's like John Marco or something's place.
Yeah.
John. Yeah. Okay. So who, you know, John, do you go in and ask him, will you do this? Or is he like, hey, you want to do that here? I'll
I don't remember. I think my dad
that
probably.
John?
No.
You imagine? Could you imagine if that's him right there?
No. John's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would he play it in like the restaurant, like on the speakers for you and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's fucking nice. Who is he to you? Why he
oh,
like
I don't
you
know.
So much? A family
think,
friend or
just all kind of all the Italians in Stockton, you know, they all know probably related somehow. I don't know.
I miss like Baltimore had a great Little Italy festival. Well, you look this up, Kirsten. It's called the San Gennaro. It's I think it's G-E-N-N-A-R-O. I know I'm butchering all this stuff.
But, it's okay.
And so they have such a good festival. The food is so fucking good. And then you can go down to the basement of the churches and on the side play a little bingo for cash, quiet cash.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. See, they have bocce ball courts there and everything that are really well done. And they still have a kick-ass Little Italy in Baltimore. And in the summers, they'll do a screen on the wall and they'll do outside movies and you can still walk around and get late night cannolis, things like that. So you were saying that you actually would earn money with the accordion too.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would go where to play it?
Just, you know, I was part of an accordion club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, every year they would give out like an accordion scholarship and I would like to the person who, you know, I don't know how they picked the person, but I won like almost every year. Like I would get the scholarship. So
do you remember how much it was?
It was like a couple hundred dollars.
That's all right.
Yeah. But it was nice.
And then you would get that money for just playing it. And you go where? You go do retirement homes, you were saying?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Would,
during
really?
The summers, I would.
Is
but that
through
was
the group? Okay. That's what I wanted to ask you. Just something you wanted to do? Was it a way to get more accordion playing time? Was there a relative in the retirement center?
No, it's just, you know, it's nice.
Did they like it?
They loved it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they loved it. It was.
I feel like that's an instrument from their era, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Old school accordion.
Yeah. I think the accordion's kind of cooler than you. They use it in modern music, too.
I'm saying, I wanted to hear you with it in jazz. I know they plug it in and everything now. Yeah.
I don't know. But
is yours an electric?
No, but I have played an electric accordion.
Is that bad? Is that like wildly different?
Yes, because you don't need to use the bellows in an electric accordion.
Oh,
you can
I didn't
just
know
play
that.
It like, but it's weird because I got so used to like moving the bellows like this that it feels wrong to not.
You don't have to move at all, huh?
No, you just play. And then you can make them sound like anything too.
That's cheating, huh?
Well, it's kind of like a keyboard, how like keyboards, like the electric ones, you can change the sound and stuff.
And the pitch and all that.
Yeah.
But you're a traditionalist with your accordion?
Yep.
Do you own accordion? Do you still have your own accordion?
It's at my parents' house, but yeah.
And you're just in there by yourself with the accordion? You don't have a friend who comes in with a guitar or something? Just one man banding it in there?
No, sometimes me and my accordion teacher would like play together, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
That's
and
fun.
How long are you in there? Like an hour?
For lessons or just
no,
like shows?
Entertaining
and,
the
yeah,
old folks.
Like an hour or so.
Fuck yeah, that's great. And you're getting an hour playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's practice and they're happy. And
I was asking you before we recorded too, like what you were, I was like, what was your thing? What were you into? And right away you said dinosaurs, like right away.
When I was a kid, I mean.
What got you into dinosaurs?
I don't know. I mean, they're cool.
Did you have toys?
Yeah, I had all the like.
The figures,
the Land Before Time, like figures.
And, that was the show you
that
really
was the
got
one
you.
I was obsessed with.
Can we
I
look
watched
up
every single
this
one
of too?
Them.
That's before your time too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't
I mean,
know.
Land Before Time before your time.
Yeah.
What did you find it on? What's that on? Netflix or something? Or streaming somewhere?
No, now they have it on Netflix. They have the Land Before Time movie. But back then it was
the
video cassettes.
Show?
Yeah,
oh, you would watch these.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a throwback. You'd put a VHS in or a DVD and watch it?
Yeah, it was like right before they stopped.
Oh, okay. Damn, I didn't know there were
Yeah, there's so many of them. They're
Jesus.
All good too. The first one's sad when his mom dies. That's one of the saddest moments. Yeah.
That's off the whole story though.
Yeah.
Somebody had
I mean, they. I feel like they always
like
do
Bambi,
that.
You know?
Bambi, Disney Bambi? Does that.
Yeah, Disney does like to kill motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
They do kill them.
Yeah.
They don't even care about it.
They're
like,
maybe they're trying
teach
to normalize
kids.
It for kids so they don't. But that's kind of dark, you know?
Well, my daughter's now, she's 11, but, you know, growing up, I'm watching Frozen and all that shit, and those parents are gone.
And they killed both in Frozen.
They're gone. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Those parents are gone. You know
yeah,
what I mean? They don't tell you what happened. I'm like, well, let's watch the whole movie and see if they make a magical return. Oh, they didn't? All right, yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
And you were into Disney movies too?
Yes.
What did you like?
I liked The Little Mermaid. The Lion King was another one. But that's the one that made me cry too. The scene.
Lion King.
Yeah, the scene when Mufasa dies and Simba goes, and I watched it recently and I started crying. It's like, that's so sad.
That's a poor memory. You're not going to get over it. It'll always make you cry. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
It's kind of like the scene in The Godfather.
That's fucking Disney. There you go again.
And also, like, I don't know. You know the scene in The Godfather, the end of Godfather, like part three, and his daughter gets shot right in front of him.
On the steps.
Yeah. My dad always cries at that scene. I think The Lion King is my version of that.
I see.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's crying because the daughter. You're yeah, crying because the dad. Yeah.
So.
You also told me that your dad wouldn't let you get a license at 16. Is that right?
That's right. And I really wanted to know what it felt like to park in the high school parking lot, because everybody had their own parking spot.
So you didn't get to drive to high school?
I didn't get to do
ever?
That.
Not even when
Well,
you...
the one time that I stole
Wait,
the
before
car.
Before you say that.
Oh, sorry.
When you turn 18, are you out of high school or is that during high school? Are you a summer or fall baby? And you're
No, I'm out of high
you're
school.
Out. Okay,
yeah.
So you never get to drive to high school.
Yeah, never get to drive to high school.
So what happens?
Legally. Well, one time my parents were gone and they left the car in their driveway and I was home alone. And I don't know, I just thought, maybe I'll try driving it to school. I'll park and then I'll drive back home. And nobody will be the wiser. And
now, do you at this point, do you have a learner's or anything?
Nothing.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, you're 16.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm 16 at this point. And I'm like, well, this is.
Have you had any training? Have you been on the road doing any kind of hours? Do you know how to drive a car?
You know.
That's enough. That ain't a fuck. I'll tell you what, I ain't getting in with that answer. I'm like, I'm
no,
good.
No, no, because I'm pretty sure one of my friends in high school would let me drive her car she felt like she didn't want to drive, so she would let me, and I was excited because I wanted to drive really bad. I was debating whether I should say that, but this a while ago, it doesn't matter anymore.
So what happens? Mom and dad are gone. They leave the car.
They leave the car. So I just have the bright idea of taking the car keys and going out and driving it to my school. And
like for the day, you're parking at school and you're going to go do a day and then you're going
to
go
home. No, this is after school. I just really wanted to feel what it felt like. All the other kids seemed so cool. And I just like, I just want to know what it's like to pull into a spot. Just sit there for a minute and then pull
Senior
it back
lot.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. How far do you live from the school?
Like 10 minutes
okay.
from the school.
And but, is it surface streets you could take the whole way? No freeway? Or
yeah, it's not too bad. Everything okay. was fine up until I got to the parking lot. And I and so I pull in, right? And I'm right next to the sports car. Like, I don't know why I picked that spot. I knew whose car it was, too. It was the guy who I had a crush on in high school.
That's why you picked it.
Probably why I picked it. But unfortunately, my pull-out game was weak. And I crashed into it.
You impregnated his car.
I really fucked it up. Because it was a sports car, and this was like a Suburban. So it was like a bigger car.
Oh, shit. You're taking a Suburban out,
too.
That
was the one that was in the lot.
So what are you, like, backing out, and you hit it?
I did it. I turned a little bit too soon, and I hit it. And
how
I was like,
bad?
Oh, you could tell. There was a big dent in there. It was like, and I was freaking out. And so
real quick. How fucked up is your car?
A little scratch.
Okay.
But his was really damaged because I couldn't. I was like, can I? Anyway, I'm freaking out. I drive to, I do art. Like, I paint. So there's this art studio I'd go to after school. And so I drove there and I asked.
So you hit and run?
Yes, but let me.
I hear you. But
I panicked. So I went and I was like, let's do damage control on this car. So when my dad gets home, he doesn't kick my ass if he doesn't know. And I go to the art studio and I get acrylic paint.
No, you're not.
I swear to God.
You were
I swear to God. And my teacher was like, okay, let's try to hide it. So then we're.
Acrylic paint on the car.
Acrylic paint. And it wasn't working. It wasn't working. And I was freaking out and I was like, all right, well, let me take it home and let me try to park it in a way that my dad won't know that, you know, I took the car. And I parked it horribly. He immediately noticed. As soon as he walked home, I was just at home waiting by the window. Like, is he going to notice? He immediately notices. He goes. He checks out the car.
Oh, you saw him doing all this from the window?
Like, oh, my God.
He's doing the 360
around. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. He's going to beat my ass. And he's so mad. He's so pissed off. He's like, what'd you do? And I was just like, at first, I was like, I drove it around the block. And he was like, okay. He was pretty pissed. And I'm like, but, you know, it was kind of longer than the around the block. I took it to school. And he took it to school? And I was like, yeah, and, you know, I crashed it and get somebody. He's like, what? And he's just getting more and more livid. But I'm waiting in between, like, a few minutes for him to just, like, kind of process. And then I keep adding more and more bad stuff. And he didn't even notice that it was hit. That's how little it was. And he was like, you hit the car? And then he goes back out and he sees the scratch. But he's like, did you put whiteout on the car? Did you try to cover it with whiteout? And he gets so pissed all over again. And long story short, the next day I had to tell the
kid. I was
going
to say, when do you tell dad, by the way, I hit a car and I didn't say anything? Do you tell him that?
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, that was the very last piece of information that I, because I didn't want to tell him that part, but I was worried there was cameras in the lot. And
see, that's something we never had to worry about back in the day. And now you're right. Yeah,
I was like, what if there's cameras? It was I think it was pretty obvious. And anyway,
and no one else saw it, though.
One else saw it. And I don't know, I was just freaking out, and I really didn't want to tell the guy that I was the one, especially because I left and I would have to tell him the next day. So I was trying to figure out, how do I tell this guy who I've had a crush on for 2 years?
2 years?
Yeah, I swear.
But did he know? Had you ever?
No, of course not. No.
This is the first time you're also having to approach the guy you've been in love with for 2 years? Nah, Christina.
I never talked to him before. I just admire from afar.
Hey, by the way.
No, I went up to him and I was shaking. I was like, hey.
Where do you see him? In class?
In class. We had a class together. And I was like, so yesterday I pulled out, I might have scraped it. I wasn't sure. It was so light. And he's like, no, yeah, you did.
The whole
and
he ass was pissed.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, you definitely did. I'm like, my bad. And and then, you know, we meet with him, me and my dad meet with him and his dad. And my dad, does auto body. On cars, so he fixes his car, and they like, but yeah, that was that story.
Did you ever have the balls to ask him out?
No, my God, no, I never. I always kept my crushes a secret. They would never know
why.
Because
not one of them ever.
No one ever. I in middle school one time, I had a crush on a kid, and he found out about it because I told somebody, and he was like, Christina, she's ugly. And so after that, I never revealed a crush ever again.
I'm sorry. I don't blame you. I had a girl one time. My neighbor was trying to hook me up. This is like seventh grade. Trying to hook me up with like another seventh grader. And she brings her over to our house. And she looks at me and she goes, ew. I've never forgot that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I got the elevator up and down. I got it. Ew. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah. You remember that stuff when you're a kid, you know, and you're like, what do you mean? And that's even before you know that you're a weird looking kid. Like, I didn't know until like people's kids would like be mean. Like, I didn't know. And then that's how I'm like, oh, man, this kid, I've never
saying
anything ever again.
Yeah.
I kept it a secret. I'm like, no one has to know.
Did you go to homecoming dances or proms or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I went to prom.
Did you go with a date or did you
with
a group
friend.
Of friends?
Yeah.
Or so a guy friend though?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, my senior year, a lot of people sort of figured it out. Like it was really expensive to go to dinners and hotel parties and all this stuff. So a lot of people, instead of going with their date or whatever, just went as a group.
Yeah.
You know, there were like five guys and five girls that we all knew that were just friends. And they were like, just forget that. Let's all just go hang together. And they did that. I like that.
Yeah. No, it was okay.
I want to ask you about, you said talking to me about your dad, like you always wanted to make your dad laugh and your dad was a really tough audience.
Yeah. So I've only been doing comedy 4 years, but really I feel like I've been like practicing forever because making my dad laugh was like one of my favorite. It's still one of my favorite things to do. Yeah, because it's like he doesn't laugh at a lot. He's like pretty serious guy. But then when you make him laugh, he just like does this like weaselly laugh. And it just you could tell he's just like. And so like I got really good at making him laugh and it would make me feel good. And all my other siblings were like, oh, Christina is the only one who can make him laugh. But like,
Do you remember one of the times you got him to laugh like really fucking hard?
Yeah, I remember where we were, but I don't remember what it was that I said that where made him laugh. I remember one of them was we were on a layover flight. We were like in Germany or something like that, like going from Italy to the U.S. And it was like at a layover, super random. We were eating and I said something. I think I roasted my brother and he just couldn't stop laughing. And I remember, I don't remember what I said about him, but...
What's he like now? Has he seen you live?
No, he hasn't seen me live.
He hasn't?
No.
Has he seen any of your clips?
Mm-hmm.
What makes him laugh now? Has he called you and been like, hey, that one, rah, 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 is a good one. Has he done that?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't do that?
No, he doesn't do that. But his sense of humor is like exactly like mine. That's where I get my fucked up sense of humor. It's like, you know, I think my whole family is kind of like that.
And your mom still speaks, you said, mostly Italian. Does she... watch your shows and jokes? Does it translate for her?
I think she understands most of them. Her sense of humor is she's sweeter. She's not like me and my dad. She'll sometimes I'll say something and my dad will laugh and she'll be like, you know, or, I shouldn't have said his name.
You get that, Kirsten? Did you grow up with pets?
No.
No pets?
No pets. We had a cat briefly in Italy. But then... it ran away. And by that, I mean, my parents got sick of it and they gave it away.
Oh, they gave it away.
Yeah, they gave it away, but they didn't want to hurt our feelings. So I just found out that that's what happened. I thought it ran away. So I would look for the cat.
Isn't it wild when you find that shit out later in life? You're like, you did what?
Yeah.
So wait, just recently they told you they gave it
away?
No,
my sister told me. She was like, Christina, what are you talking about? They gave the cat away. I'm like, what?
How come some siblings they tell shit to and the other ones they don't? You know what I mean?
I think my sister's been more, she's always been less, her head's in the clouds. She's more like, I'm really gullible too. So I believe everything. I'm like, what? Really? Like, I'll just, you know?
And she'll be like,
come on. Yeah. And I'm such a sucker for marketing too. Do you know how many Best World Bloody Marys I've had?
That's your drink. You go for
them all. I love a Bloody Mary. I'm just like, well, maybe this one is the best one.
Okay, are you going to Maryland to do any shows? Goobies or any of those spots?
No, not that I yet know.
Kirsten, look this up for me, please. Look up Bloody Mary with an Old Bay rim. Listen to me.
Okay.
When you get to Maryland, Old Bay is like Zatarain's in New Orleans, okay? Mm-hmm. Old Bay is everything in Maryland. We put it on crab, seafood, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, those look good.
Like some of these get, some people do Bloody Marys get crazy. Put the whole lobster on it and shit.
No, that's
too.
Why I like Bloody Marys
but
so
these,
much.
They'll do like this and then they'll take Old Bay and instead of like a citrus salt or whatever on the rim, it's Old Bay rimmed and it's so fucking good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's so good.
I love
it. And the other thing they would do too, and I'd never had this because it's just the flavor of a crab feast, but they would take a pint glass and just Old Bay rim it. And put the beer in it. And then you're getting the Old Bay in the beer. I'm like, oh, this is my childhood right there, girl. Bloody Marys. That's it, huh?
I like Bloody Marys and I like espresso martinis. So it really depends on the mood that I'm in or the or who I am. Drunk me, it becomes Stassi, my alter ego. And she's an espresso martini girl. But Christina is like,
you have an
always
alter
hungry.
Ego?
Yeah.
Tell me about Stassi.
She's really confident and cool. And
you don't think you're confident and cool?
I mean,
more confident and cool.
Yeah, yeah, like a different kind of confident and cool, like one that
will Stassi roll up to somebody and punch them if they need to be punched
if they ask.
Great answer. Christina would say, let me have a couple Bloody Marys. Yeah. And then like, my friend's going to punch you in your face.
Christina would be like, I'm hungry. Let's have a Bloody Mary.
Thank you for doing this, Christina. Mm-hmm. It's really a pleasure to have you here. Before we go right there again, one more time, all your plugs, please.
Okay, my website is ChristinaMariani.com. My Instagram is Creamery, CRIIMARII. And I'm on tour right now, so...
It's where your dates are. You can find them all on your Instagram and mm-hmm. everything. Go see Christina on tour. Watch my special on my YouTube now. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to y'all next week.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Nope.